So good. Amen. Thank God for the service this morning. Amen. God is blessing us and speaking to us. So let's take heed to the word of God. Let's be doers of the word, not hearers only. Deceiving our own selves. Amen. Now I've got some food for thought tonight. Something to think about. Food for thought. Hallelujah. Try to get these glasses here. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God, I got him. In the truth God provides. As God anticipated his people settling in Cana, he instructed them to work the land. However, every seventh year they were to let the land lie fallow. As God said, the land shall have a Sabbath rest, a Sabbath to the Lord. Leviticus 25, verse 4. This sabbatical year also allowed for the forgiveness of all the debts, and the food that grew on its own was to be used to provide for the poor people and the animals. God's faithful, isn't he?
Yes,
he provides for everything. As the centuries passed, God's people failed to observe the sabbatical year. For 490 years to be exact. So in 586 BC, God exiled his people for those 70 years of rest they had failed to give the land. 2 Chronicles 36, verses 20 and 21. Although they had worked the land, it was God who provided. And he required them to stop working so that they could learn this truth. For even while they rested, God promised to provide. Leviticus 25, verses 20 through 22, and Psalms 127, verse 2. Some principles remain unchanged. Anyone who has ever lost a job or endured true sacrifice in giving to God's work has felt the tension that faith requires during the sabbatical year. Faith involves trust, and trust implies risk, at least from our perspective. The Father longs for us to recognize that he provides daily bread. God may keep us on the edge of our means, for there are dependence on him. For our dependence on him is more often clearly seen. Amen. God is good, isn't it? He's faithful. He's true. Amen. Now, tonight I'm going to talk about answered prayer. How many of y'all know God answers prayer? He does, doesn't he? I'm talking about answered prayer tonight. Now, next week, Lord willing, I might go back to Psalms 19, but this week I just feel to talk about answered prayer. Now, first of all, let me tell how God have answered some prayers for me. Y'all know how that I had that bleeding polyp. Remember that when I went and had the colonoscopy and the man, he said I had three. He removed two. Third one, he said it was bleeding. He showed me a picture there, said it was bleeding. Couldn't remove it. Come back in about 2 months, he said. I think I ended up going back in about 3 months. I went back. He couldn't find no polyp. No bleeding, no polyp. God healed me. Amen? That's answered prayer. Amen? God is still answering prayer. You know, I had a violin for sale. It sold. I said to the Lord just before I knew it was sold, I said, Lord, I said, we've been praying about this. I said, we want this an answer. We want to be able to say this prayer is answered. And God answered that prayer. God's faithful. Yes. Amen. Now, God does it in his time. I wanted him to do it when I first put it on there, but he didn't do it that way. But he knows when and how and what to do, doesn't he? Yeah. Amen. The other thing, third thing, answered prayer, is I went to the dentist, and they saw me and said, you got to have all your top teeth pulled and get a denture. So, you know, we prayed about it and all. And I went to this other dentist just recently. They pulled one tooth. I only had one tooth to be pulled. And they said they can make me a partial for the top. So that's a blessing. I mean, I don't have to get all those teeth snatched out, you know. Amen. So, you know, God answers prayer. You know, we talk about it, God answering prayer, and reading the scripture, you know, about prayer being answered. But what about us? We, God's people, are the ones he answered prayer for, isn't it? So we ought to testify to that and be thankful to God. Amen? We ought to be thankful to the Lord for answering our prayers. Now, like I said, it's not always when we think it ought to be, but God knows when it should be, and he bring it to pass in his time. So he wants us to be faithful and patient and wait on him. And it's hard for us to do to be patient, isn't it? Amen. We want something. We want it now. Most of the time, anyway. Amen. But let's trust God. Let's be faithful to him. Answered prayer. Amen. So we're going to go in the Old Testament, first of all, and look at a king, King Hezekiah. He was a king. He was one of the kings that did a lot of good things. You know, there was a lot of good kings back. Well, there was quite a few good kings, and Israel had a lot of bad kings. And Judah had some good kings. And now here's King Hezekiah. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 38. And we're going to read verses 1 through 9. Isaiah 38. Verses 1 through 9, we're talking about answered prayer tonight. God answers prayer. Amen? Amen? He answers prayer. Let's look at this. Isaiah 38, verses 1 through 9. Let's read that.
In those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death.
In those days, Hezekiah was sick. And he was unto death, sick unto death, sick and near death. All right. Amen. Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and told him, set your house in order. You're going to die and not live. Amen? That's what he said to him. All right, let's read.
Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord.
Stop. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. And he prayed. God's faithful, saints. He knew God could reverse the decision, didn't he? He knew that. He turned his face to the wall, and he prayed. Prayer changes things, doesn't it? You better believe it. Prayer changes things. If we'll pray and believe and wait on God, trust God, God answers prayer. Amen. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, and he prayed. He began to talk to the Lord. Hey, stop right there. Lord, Lord, I know you remember this. I walk before thee in truth. Hallelujah. I beseech thee, I beg thee, I walk before thee in truth. And with a perfect heart, it says here, with a perfect heart. The man believed God, and he obeyed God. He trusted God. He did God's will. When we love God, we'll obey him, won't we? Yeah. Jesus said, if you love me, what? Keep my commandments. If we love him, we'll keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous, are they? No. We desire to keep God's commandments when we love him. Isn't that right? Thank God. Because we're living in perilous times. And God wants us to let our light shine in these dark and evil days. These are dark and evil days in which we're living. Amen. But we are the lights. We're salt and we're light. in this world, in this dark world. Hallelujah. People can see Jesus in us, shining through us, can't they? Amen. If we'll just live holy and pure. Let him. The Apostle Paul said, it's no more I, but the Christ that liveth within me. Amen. It's not me and not you. The flesh can't do it. Isn't that right? The Bible says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing, Jesus said. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. I speak my words, their spirit, their life. Hallelujah. God's faithful. So Hezekiah believes God. He turned his face to the wall and he prayed and he reminded God. You know, we can remind God, can't we? Can't we? We can. Lord, you remember. See, because God don't forget nothing. God knows all things, doesn't he? You remember, Lord, I've walked before thee in truth. I've done your will. I've done the things that please you. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. And what else did it say? I've done what's good in your sight, Lord. Listen, he did what? Amen. And Hezekiah turned his face, he prayed and he wept. He began to weep. Praise God. God saw those tears, didn't he? Amen. Hallelujah. These were sincere tears. These weren't alligator tears. These were sincere tears. God saw the man's heart, didn't he? Amen. The man, hallelujah. If anybody I can turn to, Isaiah said I was going to die. God told him I was going to die and not live. But God can reverse the decision. So I'm going to talk to God. And he talked to God and he wept. Amen. Thank God. He got God's attention. That's what we need to do, don't we? God, we need to be able to get God's attention. Well, how do you get God's attention? By obeying his voice, doing his will, keeping his commandments, continuing in his word. But if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and do what? The truth shall make you free. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. God is faithful, saint. God is true. And God is still answering prayer. Now, we got another prayer going up before God. And it's been going up for a while. You know what that prayer is? Lord, pay our house off. Pay our mortgage. Can God do that? Just as easy as his soul that violin, he can pay that mortgage, can't he? Well, how can he do it? He got many ways of doing it. It's his business how he's going to do it, but we believe in God to do it. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. We believe in God to work it out. And we can't tell him how to do it. Years ago, I used to pray about thanks to God. I want you to do so and so. And I used to try to tell him how to do it. You have to tell God how to do that, do you? Are you trying to tell God how to do it? You know, God knows how. And he's fully able to do it. So we believe in God. Pray with us, saints. Y'all join with us in prayer. And God will pay our house off for us. Hallelujah. And if he does, we'll do a lot more for the kingdom of God. We want to do it to be able to upbuild the kingdom of God. That's what we want it for. Not for selfish gain. Not to spend a lot of stuff on ourselves. Not to buy a lot of material stuff. It's not what we want it for. Thank God we want it paid off so we can be a blessing to God's people, to the kingdom of God, and be led by the Spirit of God. Lord, what do you want us to do with this? Show us, lead us, and guide us, and direct us, and we'll do our best to follow him. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not getting up here boasting. We have to ask God. Let God help us. Because you know so many people get a lot of money in their hand, and they said before they got, they're going to do, and they don't do nothing all but they should do. Isn't that right? Got a brother-in-law that's got what? I think about $50,000, something like that, on that. More than that. And you know what he had to show for when he got through spending it? He bought his mother, I think, a stove and brought himself a broken down car. Isn't that pitiful? Isn't that pitiful? Yeah. See, some people, they don't know what to do with money. Amen, that's right. Some people just don't know. But thank God, when God put money in our hand, if we pray about it, first begin to pray before we start just giving it here and there. You understand? Yes. Hallelujah. And God will lead. God will direct. And if we obey him, a lot of people will be blessed. But above all, God will be blessed. Isn't that right? See, when we obey God, we bless him. When we obey God, we magnify him. We praise him because we're doing what he said to do. Hallelujah. So Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and he prayed and he wept. And what happened? God did something.
The word of the Lord came to Isaiah saying, "Go and tell Hezekiah, thus says the Lord."
All right, stop. God spoke to Isaiah again after this man had prayed and wept. God spoke to Isaiah, go and tell Hezekiah again, go back. Isaiah was on his way out. And God spoke to him. Said, go and tell Hezekiah, go back to Hezekiah and tell him again. I want you to tell him something else. Give him another message from me. Hallelujah. And when we get God's word, it's settled, isn't it? Like the pastor was saying this morning. God said it, it's settled, I believe it. Hallelujah. Isn't God faithful? He's so good. Go back and tell Hezekiah, what was the message he gave him? Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, your father. All right?
I've heard your prayer.
I've seen your tears. See, he prayed and he cried before God. I've heard your prayer. I've seen your tears. Now what?
Surely I will add to your days
15 years. I'm going to let you live 15 years longer. Our lives in God's hands, is that right? Our lives in God's hands. Our times are in his hands. Thank God our times are in his hands. So therefore, we need to be faithful to him, don't we? We need to be true to God. We do. We need to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Isn't that right? And love our neighbor as ourselves. And also to love our enemies. Love your enemies. Isn't that right? Thank God. That's agape love. That's that divine love. Isn't that right? To love your neighbor as yourself, that's going some. You know, it has to be from God. Isn't that right? But when you have to love your enemy too, amen, love them. Got to love them. And we pray for them, don't we? But God save them, but we treat people right. God, see, when you got the heart of God, when you've got the love of God, thank God for the cross. Amen. That cross, thank God that Jesus died upon that cross. Didn't he? Shed his blood upon the cross. And as Pastor mentioned, talking this morning, how that he died such a horrible death. Amen. He died, but he didn't stay dead. Isn't that right? Blood had to be shed to restore us back or to redeem us back to God. It had to be shed. But not anybody's blood could be shed. Hallelujah. It had to be. Hallelujah. When Jesus came to the Jordan to be baptized of John. John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Behold, look at, here's the Lamb of God. He takes away the sin of the world." Hallelujah. But he died a death that no other man could die. No other man was worthy to die and to redeem us, to restore us back to God. Amen. Job talked about having an in-between man. A man that could take a hold to God's hand, take a hold to man's hand, and bring us back. That's what Jesus did. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. He was a mediator between God and man. Hallelujah. The man Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God sent Isaiah back to tell him, I'm going to add 15 years to your life. What else? Uh-huh. I'm going to defend the city.
And this is the sign to you from the Lord.
Stop. I'm going to give you a sign. This is a sign I'm going to give you from the Lord. What is it?
That the Lord will do this thing which he has spoken.
Stop. This is a sign unto you that the Lord will do the thing that he has spoken. What is the sign?
Behold.
Look.
I will bring the shadow on the sundial which has gone down. On the sundial of Ahab.
Now, listen, can't nobody do this for God. Amen. The sun had gone down so far, and God said, going to do what? Bring it back up.
Bring it right up.
Isn't that something? It had to be God to bring the sun had gone down so far in the sundial. But God, I'm going to give you a sign that I'm going to do this. I'm going to give you a sign that I'm true to my word. I'm going to give you a sign, hallelujah, that I've spoken this thing and it's going to come to pass. I'm going to give you a sign. And this is a sign I'm going to give you. The sun, thank God, have gone down so far in the sundial. I'm going to bring it back up. Hallelujah. Had to be God, didn't it? It had to be a mighty God. He controls. He controls the star, the moon, the sun. He controls it all, doesn't it? Hallelujah.
Glory.
Read that what it says. I'm going to do what now? Read that sign. I'm going to bring that the sun down.
I will bring the shadow on the sun
down. Uh-huh.
Going down with the sun on the
sun down. Uh-huh. Backwards. Amen.
So the sun returned 10 degrees on the dial by which it had gone down.
It had to be God, didn't it? It had to be God. God gave him a mighty sign because God is faithful. God is true. And we can depend on him.
Amen.
Can we depend on God?
Amen.
Amen. We can depend on him. Amen. We can't. Sometimes we can't depend on each other. Sometimes I said. But, you know, when we got integrity, we can depend on each other. Isn't that right? Amen. And God's true people have got integrity.
Amen.
We believe in doing what we said we're going to do. If we can't do it, we try to get in touch with God. I can't do this, you know. But we'll be honest. God wants us to be honest. Isn't that right? He wants us to be true and faithful. God's got a people in these last days that's living holy. Because God has called us to holiness. Amen. All right, so God answered Hezekiah's prayer. God's a prayer here, and God, he answers prayer. Let's look in the book of James, chapter 5, beginning at verse 13. Let's look at this. James, chapter 5, verse 13. We're talking about answered prayer tonight. God answers prayer. God, hallelujah, he answers his people's prayer. When we trust God and live for God and obey God, he answers our prayer. Amen. He wants us to believe him. He wants us to confess. Amen. He really does. He wants us to. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What does it say? James 5:13. Listen to what the scripture says here now. James 5:13. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen to what the scripture says here. 5:13, yes. Hallelujah. Is any among you afflicted? Yes.
Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray.
Suffering, afflicted, let him pray.
Is anyone cheerful?
Isn't it cheerful? Let him sing psalms.
Is anyone among you sick?
Is it sick among you? Call for the elders of the church.
Let them pray over him.
Let them pray over him, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord. And what?
And the prayer of faith will save the sick.
And the prayer of faith will save the sick.
And the Lord will raise him up.
Lord going to raise him up. The prayer of faith will save the sick. Lord will raise him up. What?
And if he has committed sin.
If he has committed sin. I'm going to forgive them of the sin if they've committed sin. Now go on, let's read.
Confess your
trespasses one to another.
And pray for one another.
Pray. God tells us to pray one for another, doesn't he?
Amen.
He wants us to pray one for another. He really does. Hallelujah. And we pray one for another, don't we?
Amen.
Why? Because we love one another.
Yes.
Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciple, if you have love one to the other. And we pray one for another. All right? Read. Pray for him that you may be healed. All right.
The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man
avails as much. Isn't that right? It really does. It really, really does. All right. Read on.
Elijah was a man with a nature like ours.
Now, this is what we're going to look at about Elijah here. Elijah was a man with
a nature like ours.
With a nature like ours. All right.
And he prayed earnestly.
And he prayed what? How? He prayed earnestly. How do you pray earnestly?
Kept praying.
Kept praying, and he kept on praying, and I believe he got down to the nitty-gritty. You know what I mean? I mean, I believe he hollered loud. Yeah. I mean, now God's not deaf now. Don't get me. See, God can hear us if we whisper prayer. Yeah. My heart's in tune with him. Isn't that right? And God can hear a prayer if we scream to the top of our voice. He can hear that prayer. Isn't that right? If our heart's in tune with it. Our heart's got to be in tune with God for God to hear and answer our prayer. So Elijah prayed earnestly. He was sincere about it.
Amen.
Wasn't he? He was sincere. He prayed earnestly. He prayed, and what happened? He prayed earnestly?
That it would not rain.
That it wouldn't rain. Lord, don't let it rain. Lord, shut up the heavens. Don't let it rain. He's praying to God, talking to God. Lord, don't let it rain. If somebody heard me, I said, what's he praying over there? That man asked God not to let it rain. Hallelujah. But he was sincere. He was a prophet of God. He loved God. He laid his life on the line for the Lord. He trusted God. He spoke the truth. And he prayed. What did he pray? He prayed earnestly that it wouldn't rain, huh? All right. It did not rain for what?
On the land for 3 years and 6 months.
It didn't rain for 3 years and 6 months. God heard his prayer and answered his prayer, didn't he? We're talking about answered prayer tonight. God answers prayer. God answers his people's prayer. Amen. If we're faithful to him and trust him and believe him, God answers prayer. He prayed that it wouldn't rain, and God shut up the heaven. They let it rain for 3 years and 6 months. My Lord. They had a drought, didn't they? They had a real drought. I don't want that to happen here. We don't do it. We don't want that to. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Didn't rain for 3 years and 6 months. And what else?
And he prayed again.
After 3 years and 6 months, this man prayed again.
And the heaven gave rain. And
he prayed. Prayed again. Lord, let it rain. Send some rain, Lord. Send rain, Lord. Thank God. And it rained. God sent rain. See, God controls the rain, doesn't he? You better believe he does. He controls. God's in control of everything. He has power over all. Can't nothing even move unless God let it. Isn't that right? Amen. God's sovereign. Hallelujah. He's all powerful. Amen. But there's so many today that have strayed away from God. Don't know the Lord. And some have known him and strayed away. And some never have known him. Amen. But that's the reason why. You and I, God's people, God wants us to be witnesses, to witness to the people, witness to them, tell them about Jesus. Isn't that right? Amen. Jesus died on the cross that we might be saved, didn't he? Thank God he died that we might be saved. And in order to be saved, we got to come to Jesus, turn to Jesus by faith, repent of our sins. Hallelujah. Repent. Turn from sin. Turn to God. Isn't that right? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Repentance, a change of heart, a change of mind, and a change of direction. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. So this prophet prayed, and God sent rain. God's good, isn't he? God knows how. God controls all. We believe God, don't we? And that if we come in here real soon, and tell you our mortgage is paid, just jump up and do a little dance. If you want to. If you want to now, you know. But we believe in God. We believe in God to do it. It's a light thing for God, isn't it? Very light thing. Hallelujah. Remember one time a prophet, Elisha, he prayed and they had a drought and they needed water. They was out here, king, these people was out and they needed water. Didn't have no water. Jehoshaphat was here with some other kings that wasn't right. But Elisha said, if Jehoshaphat wasn't here, I wouldn't even look at you today. But since Jehoshaphat's here, you know what he told him to do? To make this valley full of ditches. Go out there and dig a bunch of ditches. Make this valley full of ditches. He said, you're not going to see wind nor rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water. And it happened. That was Elisha. It happened because he was a prophet. He believed God. Amen? Hallelujah. He spoke the word. Amen. Hallelujah. And God brought it to pass. God answers prayer. No doubt he prayed. I mean, those prophets prayed, didn't they? Hallelujah. And we got to pray. We're people today. We're God's people today. Amen. And God wants us to pray. He wants us to praise him. We want us to pray, and as the pastor was telling us, we need to pray and praise God. Praise him. Isn't that right? Praise God. We don't praise him enough. At least I don't. I want to praise him more. Amen? The Bible says, let everything have breath, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. God wants us to praise him and be thankful to him and lift his name to the high heavens. Lift him up. Hallelujah. Lift him up. The song that said, lift him up, lift him up. Lift the name of Jesus higher. Lift his banner to the sky. Is that right? His body be lifted up. Hallelujah. Amen. And we know he lifted up on the cross, wasn't it? Amen. Let's look at Numbers chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Tell me, answer prayer tonight. God answers prayer. God answers prayer. Numbers chapter 11, hallelujah, verses 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Let's see what happened here. Verses 1 and 2. Yeah, Numbers 11, verses 1 and 2.
Now when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. The Lord heard it.
See, Israel complained a lot, didn't it? And they complained and displeased God, and the Lord heard it. Listen.
And his anger was aroused.
His anger was roused,
So the fire of the Lord burned among them.
The fire of the Lord burned among them.
And consumed some in the outskirts of the camp.
And consumed some of the people. All right. And listen what happened, verse 2.
Then the people cried out to Moses. And when Moses prayed to the Lord, the fire was quenched.
See, Moses prayed. He prayed. And the fire, God stopped the fire. Because this man prayed. Prayer, God answered his prayer. We're talking about answered prayer tonight. Amen? God answers prayer. He answers prayer. Luke chapter 18, beginning at verse 1. Jesus spoke a parable here. He spoke a parable. God, he want to answer our prayer, doesn't he? Yes, he does. He delights in answering that prayer. God loves to answer his people's prayer. Amen. He wants us to trust him and live for him and lift him up daily. And he loves to answer our prayer. Yes, he does. Luke 18, begin at verse 1. What did Jesus say? This is Jesus spoke a parable. All right, he spoke a parable to men not always to pray. And don't faint. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Pray, all right?
Saying, there was a certain man in a certain city, a judge, who did not fear God nor regard man.
Now, in this certain city, that was a judge didn't fear God and it didn't regard man. And when a person's that way, they messed up on bad. Didn't fear God and didn't regard man. He just was stuck out there, you know. thought he was Mr. Big Stuff. But he wasn't Mr. Big Stuff. Isn't that right? I mean, people like that, they just messed up and don't know it. Some people are messed up and don't know it. How many of y'all know that? Some people are just high-minded and heady and headstrong. So I'm going to do it my way or not at all. Amen? Some people feel like I'm going to do it my way or not at all. All right. This judge didn't fear God and didn't regard man. All right.
There was a widow in that city.
And
she came to him saying, get justice for me from my adversary.
I need help, Judge. Judge, I need some help.
And he would not for a while.
He wouldn't for a while.
Afterward. He said within himself.
See, this widow was persistent. She didn't just do it one time. She kept going. She kept on going. I don't know. Maybe in his office, I mean, she was there in his face. Judge, I need help. Lady, I told you I can't help you. I didn't stop her. She kept coming back. I need help, Judge. I need you to help me here. I'm in trouble, and I know you can help me, and I'm not going to leave here until you help me. That was her attitude. And what did the judge say?
Though I do not fear God.
I don't fear God.
Nor regard man.
And I don't regard man.
But yet, because this widow troubled me.
Because this widow troubled me. My God, I can't get no sleep, no rest. This woman, she's in my heart, so to speak. I can't. Listen, I got to do something, because I'm sick of this woman coming here. I can't even open the door without seeing her face. She troubled me. I got to do something. I got to do something. Amen. So what did he say? I'm going to help her. I'm going to do what she asked him to do, because she's troubling me. That's the only reason I'm helping. Because she's in my hair. I want to get out of my hair, so to speak. All right? Uh-huh. She worried me. She got me upset. Read up. Listen to what Jesus said here, though.
Then the Lord said,
hear what the unjust judge said. Listen. Shall not God avenge his own elect?
Who cried day and night
to him? Amen. You know what he say?
He
bear along with them.
I tell you. He will avenge them speedily.
Amen. So he's letting us know, thank God, be persistent. Amen. Ask and it shall be given. Knock and it shall be opened. Amen. Hallelujah. Ask, knock, seek, you shall find. Hallelujah. But you knock, you keep on knocking. Isn't that right? You seek, you keep on seeking. You ask and you keep on asking. Thank God. Why? Because we know our God is faithful. We know our God is able. We know our God is true. And we know God's promises. We need to claim his promises, don't we? We need to claim God's promises. And God's promised to meet his children's need. Amen? Hallelujah. God is good. Jesus said, pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. The word of God say, I would therefore that men would pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Amen? So we need to pray every day. Pray. Thank God. Pray and trust God. Believe God. Amen. And we'll see answers coming, don't we? Amen. Just like I was telling you about the answers that we just saw. And we're looking for this answer for this mortgage to be paid off. And we want to come in here, thank God. And when we come in here, and we're going to tell you, well, we got the happy happies and the glad glads.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Say, so why? Because God, we say God did it. Come in and say, God did it. God did it. Did what? God did it. Did what? God did it. Hallelujah. Paid it out for us. Isn't he faithful? Isn't God true? So, saints of God, what I'm saying tonight, pray. Believe God. Walk in God's will now. Do his will. Live a Christian life. And let's pray and believe. Let's pray for our families. Our loved ones need to come in on me. We need our loved ones to come in and get saved. We can't make them get saved. We can't save them. But thank God we know the one that can. He's the only one that can save them. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that right? So we just need to be faithful to him and continue daily to do what we need to do. Pray. Seek God's faith. Live holy and pure. Amen. And we'll see answers to prayer. This neighborhood. Pray that God will just move in this neighborhood, you know, and bring them in. Bring souls, not only in this, all over. But if we really pray and believe God and trust him, God's going to do it. God's going to do it. Amen. Why? Because he know he got some praying people here. Let's pray for the saints here. Let's pray for all the saints that gather here. Amen. We can see, I know I can see love here. I can see the love of God manifested here. I really can. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what it's all about, loving God and loving one another, doing God's will, you know, lifting the standard, witnessing to people. Amen. We want to please God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. And we'll be able to testify soon that God did it. God brought my loved one. He brought my mother in. He brought my uncle in. He brought my brother in. Amen. Hallelujah. By us praying and trusting and believing God and obeying his voice. May God bless you tonight. Amen. Amen. Isn't God good?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. God is so good. Have you got that song, God is so good?